Greetings, travelers. Welcome back to Tales from the Enchanted Forest podcast. I'm your host, Sparrow. This week, I'm joined by, well, me, myself, and I. Normally, I would be joined by Fox, but right now, Fox is on another adventure to find some mythical myths and legendary legends. So worry not, she will be back next time with more fantastical fairy tales for us. But in the meantime, I'm here to give you another solo episode from Sparrow. About this time, normally Fox and I would discuss what we're currently into, what are our current obsessions. But honestly, with the Easter season just kind of wrapping up, I've been quite busy as well, and just been running around with work and family stuff. So not a lot of time to get into any new obsessions, but in between moments of busyness, I have found myself replaying the 2018 Spider-Man game for the PS4. Just kind of play a comfort game, as it were, something I knew really well, didn't have to think too much about, and I've just found it's been really fun to dive back into a game that I'm familiar with. So, you know, if you're kind of not sure what to do in between stuff, I highly recommend picking up something you used to love and enjoy and just rediscover that joy, because you'll often find it's still there. So as I was alluding to before, when this episode goes up, Easter will have just come and gone. But with the Easter Bunny on my brain, I thought it would be fun to cover a rabbit story this week. Rabbits hop into many folklores and fairy tales, usually taking on the role of the quick and reckless character or the trickster archetype. But today's rabbit tale doesn't fall into either of these categories. Instead, we get what I'm calling like a more of a chill bunny. And you'll understand more of that as we dive into this tale. So this Brazilian fairy tale comes to us from the book Fairy Tales from Brazil, first published in 1917. The author, Elise Spicer Ells, was an American researcher of folklore who lived from 1880 to 1963. She traveled a lot during the early 20th century to many countries as a researcher for the Hispanic Society of America. As a result, she wrote several books which were collections of folk tales from Brazil and other parts of South America. And similar to many other folklorists like her, she wrote these stories down to preserve them. And so, with that understanding, travelers, relax. Sit back and enjoy as I tell the tale of how the rabbit lost its tail. Once upon a time, rabbits used to have long tails, while cats had none at all. This did not sit well with our feline friend, as the cat longed to have such a beautiful tail of her own. One night when the rabbit slept without a care in the world, the cat, Mistress Puss, silently approached the defenseless rabbit. Making quick work with her knife, Mistress Puss cut off the rabbit's tail in one strike. Remarkably, this didn't immediately awaken the rabbit. The cat hastily began to sew the tail on, but right before she could finish, the rabbit finally arose. After an awkward amount of time passed as the rabbit and the cat stared at each other in the uncomfortable situation, the cat spoke first. "Doesn't this tail look much better on me?" Mistress Puss purred. "It does look very becoming on you, I must say," says the generous rabbit. He continued, "In fact, that tail was too long for me anyways. So how about a trade? You can keep the tail, in exchange, you give me the sharp knife." Without missing a beat, the cat agreed and handed the knife to the rabbit. And so the rabbit picked up his new knife and bounded into the forest. "I've lost my tail, but I've gained a knife," he said to himself. "I'll get a new tail or something else just as good." And so Mr. Rabbit bounded through the forest for a long time. Eventually, he came across a little old man making baskets out of rushes. He was skillfully weaving the baskets, but he was biting the rushes off with his teeth. When the little old man saw the rabbit hopping along with a sharp knife, he asked if he could borrow the knife, for biting the rushes was very hard on his teeth. Mr. Rabbit agreed and handed over the knife. But as soon as the old man started to cut the rushes with it, the sharp knife snapped in two. The sharp knife snapped in two. Thankfully, nobody was hurt, but that didn't stop Mr. Rabbit from panicking over how his new knife was now broken. The little old man profusely apologized to the rabbit, as he did not mean to break it. The rabbit looked at him and said that he had no use for a broken knife, but the little old man may still be able to use it even in its broken state. So Mr. Rabbit proposed a trade: the broken knife for one of the old man's baskets. The old man agreed and handed a basket to the rabbit. With that, Mr. Rabbit bounded off once more into the forest. "I lost my tail, but I gained a knife. I've lost my knife, but I've gained a basket," he said to himself. "I'll get a new tail or something else just as good." And so Mr. Rabbit once again hopped along in the deep forest for a long time until he came to a clearing. There he saw an old woman who was harvesting lettuce. She put what she could into her apron, but that filled up quite quickly. When she noticed Mr. Rabbit hopping along with his basket, she quickly waved him down. She asked if she could borrow his basket so that she could carry her lettuce. Mr. Rabbit agreed, but as soon as she put the lettuce in the basket, the bottom fell out. Mr. Rabbit cried out, "Oh no, oh no, oh no!" and began panicking about how his new basket was now broken. The old woman was very sorry, as she did not mean to break the basket. The rabbit, now very used to making deals, explained that he would exchange the broken basket for some of the old woman's lettuce. Now, maybe the old woman knew how to fix the basket, or maybe she felt bad about the situation. But either way, she agreed to this exchange. And with that, the rabbit hopped away with the lettuce in tow, as he said to himself, "I lost my tail, but I gained a knife. I lost my knife, but I gained a basket. I lost my basket, but I gained some lettuce." After a while, the rabbit became very hungry. The lettuce smelt oh so good, so the rabbit decided to take a bite. With that one bite, Mr. Rabbit knew that this was the very best thing he had ever tasted in his entire life. As he continued to eat the delicious lettuce, he said, "I don't care if I did lose my tail, because today I have found something I like a whole lot more." From then on, no rabbit has ever had a tail, nor have they cared that they had none. And since that day, there has never been a rabbit who did not like lettuce, and who was not perfectly happy if they had lots of it. And that is why rabbits don't have tails. This is one of those really cute, fun stories of kind of explaining why things are the way they are. This is kind of one of our favorite types of tales that we come back to quite frequently. They're quite interesting and different everywhere you go, of trying to think of, oh, why is that thing the way they are? While the story does explain why rabbits don't have long tails like a cat, they still kind of have that little tuft of a tail. And fun fact, this little bit of white tuft is actually helpful to confuse predators as they run away in a zigzagging pattern. So maybe it was a good thing that Mr. Rabbit gave up that long cat tail in exchange for this smaller, honestly more useful tuft of a tail. Thank you so much for listening and joining me on this fun Easter solo episode. I hope you'll join us next time when Fox is back for our next exciting episode. As always, if you want to see the show summary, notes, or updates, check out our website or our social media accounts. We are on X as From Enchanted and Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, Blue Sky, and Mastodon under our podcast name. And if you're old school like me, you can email us at talesfromtheenchantedforest@gmail.com. We'd love to hear your questions, comments, and suggestions, so if you have anything to share, please don't hesitate. And don't forget to rate us wherever you listen to your podcasts. And with that, dear travelers, happy Easter, and remember, there's always a place for you in the Enchanted Forest.